is Chazia de Loihevi Nichalei. So Rapapa saw that Judah didn't want to come inside, like he knew what was going on already, that because to me he's going to make him give a bigger Ksuba, he didn't want that. Trashi Chazia Rapapa de Nichalei Lehuda Lemeil. He saw Yehuda did not want to come in to be involved with this Ksuba. Is Omelet, Rapapa said to him, my Daitcha, what's bothering you? What's on your mind? Mishum diyom alei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, because Shmuel told Rav Yehuda Shinano, like sharpen, a sharp person, it's like that. Like to have the avuri ach sunasa. Don't be by a place where they're taking away the Yerusha. I mean, they're changing around the Yerusha the way it's supposed to be. Afilo mebra bishul abra tava. Even if they want to take away the money from a bad son to give it to a good son, still don't be there. In other words, it's not nice to take away Yerusha the way the Torah wants it to be. And here also Rashi says, here also this tonight Suba Bona Dichrin is a little bit like taken away from the Yerusha the Yeraisa. Because me the Yeraisa, all the sons Yashin equally. And now you're making a tonight in the Suba that her sons Yashin more than the other sons. As if to say his daughter is going to Yashin. And that's not like the Torah says it. So therefore, Yehuda is your proper center to Rabbi Yehuda. Is that the reason why you don't want to come in? The La Yediyah, and the reason why you should not change it from a bad son to a good son is the La Yediyah, you'll never know, my Zaranothic Minei. Like even though this son is bad, but maybe his children will be good. So therefore, you're not supposed to take away Yerusha from one son and give it to another son. The Kol Shechina for sure, Mibro Lebrata, not supposed to take away from a son and give to a daughter. So the Chur here also, it's together like you're taking away the money, giving it to your daughter. So Gemara says, if a Papa said back, you should know though, Hainami Takanta the Rabbanani. You should know what we're doing now, this Tanai, the Tanai Suba, Bonadichrin, it's not something I'm making up right now. That's what Tanai Bezdin wants it to take place. So we're not doing anything wrong. So the mother of Pop asked Rabbi Yehuda, like, please come in and be there when this Mechtonim, that Abba is writing out his present to his daughter. Please come in and be there. The Yom Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Ben Yechoi, that this is the Takana of the Rabbanin. The Rabbi Yechon said over them, Mishum Ben Yechoi, so it's not something to be afraid about. It's a good thing to do. So Mele come in. All my legs, Rabbi Yehuda said, that's Rabbi Papa. Hani mili midaite. That's only if the father wants to give a nice present to his daughter by his own das. Very good. He can do what he wants. Avalasuye nami. But should I come in there to force him to do it? That's not nice. You're not supposed to force like the shver to give a big present to his daughter. That you're not supposed to. So amulei tzar purpose is back to Yehuda. Oto mi kamino lecho de oil v'yasiyo. Am I asking you to come in and be in the room now and like force Rababa to give a big present? Oil for loyalty, I see you coming. I'm just asking you to come and sit there and don't force him. Let him do it himself. For however the present will be that he gives on himself, that's good. He's supposed to do that. So Omalei said, Rav Yud answered back, you should know, my loyalty, didi, the fact that I'm going to come in and sit there, I know I see you. That's going to be forcing Rababa. Because it's not going to be nice if Rababa is going to see me, another Adam Choshev there, he's going to be like embarrassed to give a small present to his daughter. And he's going to be forced to give a big present to his daughter more than he really, really would have wanted to give only because of me. So that's why Rav Yehuda didn't want to come in. Rav Yehuda felt if he'll be there, it's going to force a little bit Rababa to give a bigger present to his daughter. The Gemara said, though the Maaseh was the Achvayu, Rav Papa still forced like Rav Yehuda to come in, the oil, and he came in. Ishtik, so Yehuda came in and kept quiet, didn't want to say a word there. Again, like Yehuda was there. Now, Rav Papa's son was getting married to Rav Abba's daughter, and Rav Abba was about to write in the dunya how much of a big present he's going to give to his daughter. So Yehuda didn't want to say anything, didn't say, like, give more because of me. The Yosef just sat quiet. So Rav Abba thought that, you know what, Yehuda is sitting there so quiet. He must be very angry at me. Since I'm only giving my daughter $100, he must be very angry at me. You only give your daughter $100, give her a bigger present. That's why you're being quiet. Is Kosvei, so what did he do? Rav Abba wrote on the Ksuba, he wrote for present to his daughter, Kosvei, L'chol my de heavily. All that I own, all my property goes to my daughter. That's what the Baba wrote down in the Ksuba now. The Baba wrote down to his daughter, I'm giving you a present, all my nechazim go to you. Is L'Soif at the end, and at the end, what happened? The Yehuda still kept quiet there, still didn't say a word. Like, he didn't want to miss at all, he didn't want to say anything. He still stood quiet there. Is L'Soif at the end, Amalei, Hashtan Amalei, Mishtoi Yimar? Like, you're still not talking to me. What more do you want me to do? I gave all my nechazim to my daughter, how much more do you want to give to her? So if Yehuda finally now opened up his mouth and told him, Mishnah, Chayi Demar, like, by my life. Like Rabbi Abba told Rabbi Yehuda, what do you want from me? I swear to you, Kamat, I didn't leave over a penny to my name. I have nothing left. All that I have, I gave to my daughter. So what's wrong now? Why aren't you happy with me? Omalei, iminoi didi. So Rabbi Yehuda now opened up his mouth and said, it was up to me. If you would have asked me, afilo hai nami dekasvei lo nichali, that even the first amount that you gave doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me. Whatever you want to do, do. You want to give it 2 cents, give it 2 cents. Doesn't bother me. Omalei, hashta nami yahadabi. If so, I retract what I gave. I only gave this extra big present because I thought you were angry with me. Now that I see it doesn't bother you, I retract my present. I'm not giving my daughter such a big present. I'll give it $100, that's all. Hadrabi. Omalei, and this you just said back to him, no, it's not so nice. It's not so nice to give your name. You're going to be called a retractor. It's not so nice. Don't do it. Yeah. So he fell into it, that's all. Like to mean that I'm not telling. I'm not telling you to go and retract. That's not so nice. So tomorrow, boy minei Rav Yema Saba Rav Nachman. So Rav Yema Saba is the shalach from Nachman. Mochrok subosa labayla. Let's say your wife sells the ksuba to her own husband. Like, let's say she wants her own money. So she tells the husband, let's say, you know, it's worth money, that if you ever give me a get or ever he dies, she's going to collect the ksuba. So she says, you know what, I'll sell you right now the ksuba. I'll sell it to you for cheaper. Ksuba's 200. I'll sell it to you for 100. So the shaila is, if she sells her ksuba to her husband, yesh la ksubas bona dichrin, or yeh la ksubas bona dichrin. Does she have a right to sell to her husband this chus of the bona dichrin, that now her sons can't yashin anymore her present? Or else no, even though she has a right to sell to her husband a rikki ksuba, but in a dunya, the present she received from her father, that she can't sell to her husband. That's the shaila. Omalei Rava said back, v'tiboy l'chor, why don't you ask a kasha like this? Meichelis, in a case where she's meichel the ksuba, ask a better shayla. Because Rashi says shudava motzim in amecha. That's more. It happens more often than selling the ksuba. So the shayla is, if she's meichel the ksuba, could she also be meichel maschus of bona dichrin? Like, could she be meichel for her children, her sons, not to be able to yashin this extra present? Omalei said back to him, hashda mecheres kim aboyli. You asked me the question if she sells it. Even though there I could say a svari, you know why she sold it, because she needs a lot of money. She needs the money, that's why she's selling it. It's as if somebody hit her 100 blows. That's like she needs the money right now. So therefore that's a good svar to say why she means to sell it. Rashi says, "Mechenoisa meya makas bretsua shebroisha bazla kimi mashkolas katano v'sher sheshma uchla." So mechelas mi boy. So like for sure, if she's mechel, of course she gives up a schus. In other words, if he asked the shaila when she sells it, there's a reason. Maybe she doesn't really mean to sell everything. The only reason why she's selling something is because she mamish needs the money. But mechelas where she's be mechel, who asked her to be mechel? That's why mechelas is a bigger question than selling it. Some Rav said, pshitali, I know for sure that mecheres subasli acherim. Let's say she sells the ksuba to somebody else, not to her husband, but she sells it lachem to somebody else. So he says, alachar is yesh la ksuba's bona dichrin. Even so, her sons can still yashin a present. Then the dunya still goes to her sons. My time, why? Zuzi yansua, because she only sold it because she needed the money, so she's only selling her ksuba and not the schus that her children have. Mechelas ksuba labayla. What about the case where she's mechel ksuba to her own husband? Ain lo ksubas bona dichrin. Then her children have no right to get any ksuba. My time, what's the reason? Achuli achilta. That's a svara. She's mechel everything. Like we said, when she's mechel it, she has a right to give up all his chusim. The only shalom before was if she sells it. She sells it to her husband. Also, the svara was she needs the money. So maybe she's only selling her ksuba, but not the rights that her sons have to get. But when she's meichel, she gives up her rights, she gives it up completely, and therefore even her sons also lose. Boi rova, meicheres ksuba salabayla. If she sells a ksuba to her own husband, ke meicheres lacherim dami, is it like she sells it to other people that the children do not lose out? Ho bonadichrin still get the ksuba? Oi ke meicheres labayla dami. Or maybe it's like she's meichel it to her husband, that if she's meichel it, then we said her children lose out. That's the shayla. If she sells it to somebody else, the children don't lose out. If she sells it to her own husband, does the children lose out or not? Both said the boy after he asked the question, heard the posture, later he answered it. Meicheres ksubasa labayla, when she sells a ksuba to her own husband, it has the same halacha ke meicheres lacherim dami, as if she's selling it to somebody else. And therefore, the children do not lose out. The ksubas bona dichrin, they still have a right to yashin, the nedunya that she received from her father. Master Ravidi Baravin, he asked the question, it says, Mesa, if she dies, and Yashim Shalzeh, for in Yashim Shalzeh, Yashim Ksubasa. The heavy box, yeah. Now, the Mary asked the question, it says, what, if she dies, these Yashim and only Yashim don't get her Ksuba. Now, Ravina, but we asked the question, Ksubasa Mayavidit, who's talking about Ksuba over here? The Yomra Popa says, Ksuba's Benin Dichrin. We're talking about the sexual the tonight Ksuba, that her sons, should yashin hachelik. Now, v'yamai, why not? What's going on here? His hachinami lema, let's say, yetzer onso, that her yetzer forced her to do it, is hosom kinosu de konsu rabbonin. Rabbonin only made it, gave a kinas. Rashi's v'yamai, like kiva there, meaning kiyaniso, loy mistok subas bin dichrin, like when she's forced for money, she does nuzik subas bin dichrin, here also. We had before Mesa the case I cared, where the question is they said that like her husband died, and then really he didn't die, and she got married to somebody else. So she says she goes out, and nobody asks the ksuba. That was the mishnah we had in Yevamos, where a lady hears that her husband died, so she gets married to another man, and then the first husband is still alive. The lochrish is yoytze mizeh mizeh, and she doesn't get any ksuba. V'yem yoshin sozeh, v'yoshin zeh, yoshin ksubasa. Neither yoshim yashin ksuba in such a case. So the question is, why not? Like, why don't we say yoytze ransua? Why don't we say, you know why she got married to another husband? Like she was forced to. She had a yoytze to live with a man. So when we say whenever she does something like she, because she's forced, her children don't lose out her ksuba. So how come it says over there, even ksuba's bana dichrin, her children don't yashin? And more answers, Poshid, Hosam Knosu the Kansur Rabbonin. There, the reason why she doesn't get a ksuba is the Pshat Rabbonin made a Knas, like we said there. We want to make sure a lady doesn't get married so fast, remarry. If they told her husband dies, she has to check it out very carefully. And we don't want her just to get married to somebody else. So therefore, we tell her you can have a Knas, you should know. If your husband really is really alive, and you get married to another man, you're not going to get your ksuba, and your children won't even get your ksuba's bona dichrin either. Why? Because it's a knas. So therefore, there's no kasha in our case before. When she sells the ksuba because she needs her money, she's on sur because of the money. There we say she only loses her ksuba, but the children's rights, they still have it. Rabbonin Kasur Rabbonin. Or Yosef Rovin Bachanina. Kaimei the Rav Chizda. For Yosef, they were sitting in Koma, they said, Mishmei the Rav Leza. That Mechelis Ksubos Labayla, the case where the wife was just Meichel, gave up her rights of Ksuba to her husband, ain't lo Mezoinis. She doesn't have a right to get Mezoinis either anymore. Homolais, he said over, Im lab du karmeli mishmer de gabar rab, if not that he said over the name of a great person, have a min lecho, I would have told you that meishiv ro tachas toiva, like you're doing something bad because of something good, like Tom Mishrami Beisai, In other words, the fact that she's being moichel l'ksuba to husband, why should she lose out on mezainis? Just the opposite. She's doing a favor to her husband, so the husband for sure should give her back mezainis. How can you tell him she doesn't get her mezainis? All right, we'll stop here. You were holding daf nun gimel amud aleph. Okay, in the middle of the Gemara, Gemara says like this, that first the Gemara says shayla, boy minei, one third down, boy minei Rav Yemar Saba mi Rav Nachman, mochruak suboso labayla. In the case where the lady, the wife, sold her ksuba to her husband when she was still alive. So shayla is yesh lo ksubas bon adichrin or yein lo ksubas bon adichrin. After she dies, that the locher is, we said, in a case where she dies, so usually the husband yashins all her nechassim. And then when the husband dies, his sons yashin his nechassim. So there's a special tonight ksuba that her sons, that he has from her, they yashin her ksuba. Now, part of the ksuba is the nedunya. The present that she brings in when she first gets married, she gives a present to her husband. So Shiloh, when she dies, and then her husband dies, her sons yashin that present. So in such a case where she sold her ksuba to her husband when she was alive, did she even sell the schus of bon adichrin or not? That was the shayla. Rabbi said back, why don't you ask the question, what's going to be if she's meichel? Not if she sells it to him and gets money for it, but as time she's meichel, she gives up her rights for the ksuba. So he said back, hashto meicheres kimi boili. I have a question, if she even sells it to a husband, if she even sells the rights for the bon adichrin. The afagav dikalamem, even though we could say zuzi ansua, that the reason why she sold it is not because she doesn't care about her children. She wants her children to be able to get this ksubas bon adichrin, just that she needs money. The amino, we say, command the komochilo, it's as if somebody's hitting her, meyu uchle biuchla, like 100 hits, somebody's hitting 100 times with a whip. So that's why she's selling it now, because she needs the money. But maybe, and even so, I have a doubt that maybe she gives up her rights for children. Is Mechelis mi boy? Should I have the question even when she's Mechel, when she gives up her rights for no reason? Because of course, if she's Mechel, and she gives up her rights for the Ksuba to her husband, of course she's giving up all the rights. And then her sons cannot Yash and Ksuba, even her Nadunya, her present that she brought in. I only have a doubt if she sells it to her husband. That's Rav Yema Saba Yisrael from Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav says, Chitali, but me is for sure, that Mecheres Ksuba Salacherim. If an Isha sells her Ksuba to somebody else, not back to her husband. In other words, it's a Tevis Hanor, really, that in the case, that the husband dies, and the husband gives her a get, she has the right to get the Ksuba, so she sells that right now. And she sells it to somebody else. So, yesh lo ksubas bon adichrin. In this case, we say for sure, her children don't lose out. And when the husband dies, her children yash and ksuba. My time, what's the reason? Zuzah yansua. Why did she sell a ksuba? Not because she doesn't care about her sons, but because she needs money. The money forced her to do it. So therefore, she only selling the rights of the money and the Messiah. But the rights of the ksubas bon adichrin, that she's not giving away. What's going to be if an isha's meichel gives up her right, tells her husband, I don't expect you to pay me the ksuba anymore. Then even the sons lose that also, they don't get anything special. My timer, ahuli achilta, because she was meichel, she gave up all the rights for the ksuba. But boy, Rav has a shout like this. In a case where she sells her ksuba to her own husband, what's the lacha? Is it like she sold it to somebody else, that she still gets her ksuba's bon adichrin, her children still yashin her ksuba? No, since she's selling it to her own husband, it's like she was meichel to her own husband, and she meant to give up all her rights in the ksuba that her children don't yashin. So that's Rabbi's question. Mar says, boy the boy, after he asked us for question, hard the push, then he answered it. Mecheres ksuba labayla kemecheres lachelim dami. As long as she's selling it for money, we say the svar is she needs money, that's why she's doing it. But she does not want to give up all her rights that her children should have. Therefore, children still have a right to collect the bonin dichrin. Tekhsuba, that when she dies, when her husband dies, they yash an extra hana dunya that she brought into him. Mar says, Bosa the boy, after they had this for Shiloh, well, you must be Ravidi Baravin. We've asked a question. We had a Mishnah in Yevamos that says, Mesa, in a case where the lady heard that her husband died, and she went and remarried to another husband, and then we found out the first one is alive. So it says, Mesa, halacha is, Ein Yorshin Shelzer, V'yein Yorshin Shelzer, Yorshin Ksubosam. Now, the halacha there is that when she married the two husbands, she has to receive a get from both of them, and she does not get a ksuba from either one of them. And it says there in the Mishnah that when she dies, none of the yarshim yarshin a ksuba. The Avinubo, we asked the question over there, ksuba, so my avidita, well, who's talking about a ksuba? Well, the Mishnah says that she doesn't get a ksuba at all? Like, since she went ahead and remarried when her first husband was alive, she doesn't get a ksuba at all? So what's the question that the yarshim should yarshin? The Yomra Papa said over there, Ksuba's bona dichman. The question is, does her children have the right to get her ksuba after she dies or not? So it says that they don't yashin it. The question is, Vamai, why not? Hochinami over there also, Lema Yetzer on Tsua. Let's say, why did she remarry? Even though she heard her first husband died. But we have a tiny run, and she should have checked it out very well. How come she didn't check it out so well? Let's say she was a nun, she was like forced. Her Yetzer, her taivis to live with a man, forced her to remarry. So why do we say her children lose out on the ksuba? Just like we're saying here, when she sells it for money, her children don't lose out. So Mar says there it's different. Over there it's a special kanas that we want her to check out carefully before she remarries. True, she heard her first husband died, but we want her to check it out carefully before she remarries. Therefore, we tell her if you're going to do a bad job, you should know if lady, your husband's really alive, you're going to have a lot of kenosis. So that's why we consider that she loses the ksuba totally, her children don't get anything. But the Yosef, Rabin, Barchanina, came with Rabbi Chizda. The Yosef, they were sitting with Koma, they said over Mishmei to Rabbi Leza, sit over there with Rabbi Leza. Moichelas ksubosa labayla. In the case where an Isha, when she's still alive with her husband, she's moichel ksuba to her husband. And then let's say, he dies, the husband dies. Is ein la mezoinus. She doesn't have a right to get fed from the nechasim. Regular cases, halacha tonight, ksuba is that when the husband dies, halacha is she's allowed to get fed from the nechasim that the yashim yashin. But here that she was meichel the ksuba, she's even meichel the tonight ksuba also. Omalei. So he said back to him. Rav Chizuk San said back. That Elav the Kamadli Mishmei the Gavar Rabbi, if it wasn't that you said over in a great name of Reb Lozo, have a minlach, I would argue to send out like that. That Meshav Ruah Tachas Toiva, Loisomash Ruah Mi Beisai. That here she did something good to you, that she was Meichel the Ksuba, and you're doing something bad back to her. Like, of course you should get Hamazonis. But since you said over in the name of Reb Lozo, I trust you, that's the Locha. That even though she's doing something nice to her husband, but Lamaisa she's Meichel all the Tanai of the Ksuba. And this is also one of the tanaim of the ksuba, that when an isha becomes an amana, even before she collects her ksuba, she has a right to be made and get a mezainus from the nechasim of her husband at the yashim yashin. And here that she was meichel, she gave up that right. Yosef Rav Nachman v'yula, v'yavimi barav papi, v'yosef Rav Chiyah barami gabayo, chima mosterim with them. Also who gavra, man came to shchivar usosei, that he only had erusim with his wife, and his wife died. His wife that only had erusin, didn't have nesuyin. Is Amri Leis, they told to the man, is zil kovar, you have to go take care of the kfura, burying your wife. Oi, have lo ksubasa, or else give her the ksuba. In other words, we hold that kfura is tachas ksubasa. So you have a chiyav still to bury her, to take care of the kfura. Rashi says, te tiknu kfurasa tachas ksubasa. Usually the law is when your wife dies, there's no ksuba involved. But over here, the chiyuv of the chiyuv to bury her. If you don't want to do that, so pay it back to ksuba. Pay back her yoshim the ksuba. Omulu Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said, Tanina, we learn not like that. Tanina, we learned, Ishta Yarusa, if you have a wife, that you only had erusin with her, and then she dies, is loy einin. If the husband is a kohen, he has no din einin over her. Like he's still not eat kachim. V'loy metamalo. He has no right to touch her, to be metamalo to her. Even though to the seven kravim you're allowed to, and one of them is ishtar, your wife,
That's only if you had Nisuyin. But if you only had Erisin with her, a Kohen does never have to Matama to her. V'chein he, the same thing, she back to him, loy and she has no din oinin. V'loy Matama loy. She doesn't have to be Matama. I mean, even if she's a Bas Kohen, she's allowed to be Matama. So she doesn't have to. The din tum is only by B'nai Aaron and not B'nai Saron. Just means she doesn't have to take care of his Kvura. Mesa, what about if she dies? Ain't a Yarsha, the husband does not Yarsha no. Since they only had Erisin, he doesn't Yarshim the Nadunya, the present that she brought in, goes back to her father. Meisu, let's say he dies, goes the Ksuba, so then she collects the Ksuba. Now it says, Taima de Meisu, why does she collect the Ksuba? On him? Because he died. Her Meisu, Mashma, if she dies, ain't lo Ksuba, so. She doesn't have, ain't lo Ksuba, she doesn't have any Ksuba. Nothing. And my time, what's the reason? Amar Avoshiya, Shaina Nikurba. We can't read the way it says, Yuzhi Niksuba, Likeshatinosi Liyacha Titli Mashakasalachi. Yuzhi Niksuba is, the husband says, like, if he dies, then she has the right to collect the money. And it says, Likeshatinosi Liyacha, when you get married to somebody else, then you'll take what I promised you. In other words, she has to be alive, but in the case that she dies first, there's no Dinksuba. So as Mashwa, he doesn't have to bury her either. So Nechnami, Sita calls, not like he said, that he has no Chiyav Kfura. The Chiyav Kfura is on a Takas Ksubasa, and there's no Din Ksuba if she dies when she's only an Arusa. Therefore, he doesn't have a Chiyav to bury her. The Din Kfura is only Chal after they have Nisuyin. But before they have Nisuyin, the husband does not have a Chiyav to bury his wife. Right. Kiyosi Ravun Ravun Kain Omar Rash Lakish, in the name of Rash Lakish. Arusa Shemesa. In a case where an Arusa dies, if she dies, ain't lo Ksuba. She doesn't collect any Ksuba. Omulu Abaya said, nor what was the Kiddush here? That the husband doesn't have to bury her. Omulu Abaya said, Zilu Amrule, go and tell them,